folks. Season 2, Episode 3. Welcome to Steel and Maz. Maz Music Radio's Pioneer Podcast. We're located in Quincy Point at the Maz Music Radio headquarters. We kick off another episode here with another elite guest, as Quincy's own, one of the top hoop stars around, and former URI Ram here, Nicole Jorgensen, joins the show. How are we doing tonight? We're good. We also obviously have Magic Mike Steel in the studio, but we also have our big guy, Anton. We'll get the interview going, but afterwards, we'll let it loose with probably Steel's biggest salute yet.
Biggest, easily. Not even close.
We'll also have some talk about the MLB officially starting, some buzz in the NFL. Magic Mike will give us a nice take on the spiel of jet skis, newly purchased jet ski, correct?
Oh, yeah. I gotta clear my throat before I start
getting
talking.
We're gonna get into
some jet ski talk today, guys.
That's what she said. Yeah, and we'll have our picks on this weekend's UFC Fight Night, Poirier versus Hooker. Okay, boys and girls, let's get it started. So Nicole, Quincy High, URI Ram, now going off to Greece. How does that feel?
It's pretty crazy. I mean, I grew up watching basketball, playing basketball, but I never thought that becoming a pro was in my future.
It's something really special there. So just tell me how you, like, growing up being young in Quincy, like how you kind of grew onto the sport.
Well, I have three older brothers, and they all played football, baseball, lacrosse. Never played basketball because I can't shoot. But
None of them.
Trash.
I've seen Karen try. It's ugly.
But I don't know. I was just treated like one of them, so I had to be better than them.
So tell it, like,
damn right.
Were you playing, like, football with them?
Absolutely,
like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Wait, one-on-one, could you beat every single one of your brothers?
Well, Karen says I can't beat him, but I can.
I'm taking you all day. There's no way, Karen.
Looks like we're going to have a live stream at Massey.
Yeah, can we do that before you go pro? Well, officially leave?
The battle. Yeah. I love it.
So let me go back to high school here. So I know you guys are in the NQ area. What gave you the decision to go to Quincy High?
Well, Quincy High was brand new at that time,
yep.
And they're the VOTEC, so I wanted to do culinary.
Oh, sweet.
So that's why I chose.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like with the new school, a lot of people just hopped on board there, including myself and your brother.
Of course.
So
there's a good amount of them.
Yeah. So you obviously had a historical career there, Quincy High, scored 1,000 points, and you had 1,000 rebounds, too. Just tell me what kind of – I know it probably happened on two different, like, nights, but tell me about the 1,000-point night, how it really, like, stood out. It was probably just, just a reflection of how good your career was there, and you had so many good relationships with a lot of people there.
Yeah, well, everyone knows that the biggest rival other than North is Duxbury.
Oh, yeah.
And so we had that game, and I was – I think it was 10 points away, and my team fed me the ball for the first 10 points of the game. And then on the 10th point, I airballed, and then I got my rebound and then scored. But it was crazy. And then the game after that was when I got the rebounds.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Back. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Which one are you more proud of? Like, I feel like
rebounds. Nobody else has done it.
The only one in...
Fun fact about me, my first varsity game for Archie's, very first, 2 minutes in, I'm playing St. Mary's, 1,000-point scored in my Facebook, 4 feet behind the rebound line. They stopped the game. I have no idea what's going
it's
on.
The worst
literally, my first loss of the game.
Yikes.
First game of the season.
It's over already?
It was awful. We would have won in 19, so, yeah.
It's a damn shame.
Speaking of Archie's, actually, I was thinking about it today, because I remember watching you at Quincy High, and your game really familiarized from someone who I knew at Archie's. Was there anyone going into high school that you were like, oh, like, I look up to this person?
Honestly, that I don't even know,
no,
to be honest.
Because this girl, yeah, Val Driscoll, who was also your height, she ended up going to Michigan.
She had
like a very similar game. I think she ended up with 1,000 rebounds, too. She played at Michigan. They went to the Garden every year. I thought it was just pretty cool comparison in terms of the way both your guys' play style is. So what do you think the best game you've ever played in, like?
It was against Fordham my sophomore year.
Oh, yeah?
At URI, yeah.
How many points you get?
37.
There we go.
How many rebounds?
22.
How many assists?
Wow.
She
gets the ball.
That's a good double.
37, 22. Those are Shaq
prime. Have the Cards ever done that, or what are your brothers?
Yeah.
I don't know. Basketball, no. Football, maybe.
Maybe.
So growing up in a house full of three brothers, is that what, we already said that's what made you like that.
Yeah, of
like,
course.
Legit. Are you the best athlete out of the Jorgensen house?
I don't know if I can say that live, but...
Yes, you can.
I mean, you got the mic in front of you. I learned a lot from them, so I have attributes from all of them, but gotcha. I got all three of them in me, so yeah, I'm probably... Probably got on them.
You're just staying humble.
Yeah, like to see it.
So I mean, I'm gonna get on path here. So we talked about your high school career. How, I mean, you had a lot of accomplishments. What was kind of like going from the high school game to college? Kind of transitioning to that kind of schedule. I know you guys work out with weights all the time that you didn't necessarily do in high school, and you know, it's just being a Division I athlete. I don't know from experience, but from what I've seen, like. It's a hell of a step.
Yeah, the pace is a lot different. It's a much quicker game, and, like, you need to be built for it. And going in, I wasn't ready, and so I needed a lot of work. But I got extra conditioning and put weights up in the weight room, and I got there eventually.
Dedication, got there.
Yep.
Love it, love it. Was URI your first choice?
No, they were not. They were the first D1 offer, but... when I went there, I knew that...
Yeah, this was the spot.
Yeah, I was looking at a lot of D2s, and then the D1 came, and it was...
There we go.
Yeah, I fit, so...
Did you have another D1 offer come up, or...?
After I committed, yeah. But, I mean, it was...
Yeah, they saw the tapes, and then they all came right. Yeah, exactly.
That's that Quincy loyalty.
Volleyball, though. I had offers for volleyball in California.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
I think Greece does volleyball too?
Maybe.
They do.
For the most part, you look at Quincy High, so in terms of going into college, what was probably like the biggest thing you had to kind of fix around your game? And at what point in high school were you like, wow, I can play at the D1 level?
Probably around junior year. I was on AU team, small AU team, like coached by a dad, but... Everyone else who was going anywhere was coached by, like, the elite teams.
Yeah, yeah.
But we went to showcases and stuff, so probably junior year, I'd say.
Oh, wow, okay. And then, like, in terms of what's the one a couple things you'll take from playing basketball in the city of Quincy? Like, whether it's a favorite coach or, you know, just when you think about playing basketball in Quincy, where's the first place you think of? Just, like, where's your happy place?
Quincy High Gym, honestly.
Quincy High Gym?
Yeah.
It's beautiful out there.
Not the mount?
Ugh, the mount's tough with the new courts.
Yeah, true.
Big hater of the double rims at Bishop Field myself.
Oh, right. Oh, double rims are the worst.
I can dunk at Massey, though. So
dunk at Massey?
Oh, the rims are low.
That's incredible. I
went in this room could do that.
I try to touch the backboard. I can't even do that shit.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like a bum.
Kid hasn't touched the backboard
in his life. Come on, I'll beat you any day of the week.
Game two at Massey.
Yeah, whatever, man. So into high school and college. So I'm going to take another step further. At what point in college? Because I know. The team wins and losses wise didn't do too well to your senior year.
Yeah.
I think a new coach, I was talking to your brother, I think a new coach came in or something.
Yeah.
So at what point did you know, like, wow, I can actually take the next step and, you know, have a chance at maybe getting drafted or playing overseas?
My coaches had been telling me that since freshman year. If I put the work in and if I fixed my body the way that it needed to be and if I really wanted it, I could get it. And junior and senior year, like, they were like, you could really make a lot of money.
Yeah.
So
and how many times a day does someone ask how tall you are?
I can't even count at this point anymore.
How tall are you?
6'5".
6'5".
What was it like in college, like climbing the ranks? Because I know you got up there for URI and like points and rebounds, like all the time.
It was hard, but I mean, I had a team that supported me and my coaches supported me, so I mean, it all kind of came to me.
Did the WNBA ever like contact you directly? Like, hey, you know, we're looking at you.
They don't really.
Sounds like bad blood. I just saw her face.
Touchy stuff.
Fuck them.
They can't really contact me until, well, like, they could have, but after the draft. I got a phone call from a random number draft night, and then they hung up. And then one of my friends got drafted, and I was like, all right. But she got cut, so.
I mean, joke's on her.
She's a good kid, though.
But do you think it was like a team, and they were just like, oh, shit, this other girl's
like, they didn't even
up.
Say anything. They called me, and I was like, oh, shit, like, maybe it's them. And then they hung up, and I was like, all right.
Wrong name on the list.
Seriously, they called the wrong number.
So what were you going to ask about Asians, Magic?
Well, yeah, we were talking pre-show. I didn't know you had an agent.
Yep.
Naz says you got an agent. I'm
kind of a fake agent, but I also went to school to be a manager. We'll say the same thing as an agent.
Absolutely.
What's your agent like? What's the process like?
So it's kind of like the recruiting process all over again for college. So I had people calling me like 10 times a day, like talking to different people, trying to get to know them, asking questions like if I'm here like and I need something, like could you be there for me, like how long would it take for you to get me, like just like a bunch of random questions.
Limo service pick. Are they working on sponsorship deals for you?
Yeah, not yet. Maybe next year.
Can I ask Mike a question? What does she need a limo for?
Anything. Why don't you need a limo?
Yeah.
I guess, but like to go.
If I was her manager, she'd have limos. Yeah,
don't worry, guys. I'm a limo driver. You know? Yeah, that's a good one. So, So what my next question was, so the WNBA draft didn't come calling, mm-hmm. So then your next step was to find a place overseas. What kind of made Greece the right option, and mm-hmm. was it just them reaching out, or were there other different teams in different countries reaching out?
My agent, she didn't specify who it was, but she thought that it was Greece is my best bet, so I was in contact with them, and then it took a couple days to figure out what I wanted, and then I chose them.
Nice. And so this is the team that it is. So it's the Eleutheria Moschettou out of the Greece A1 basketball, girls, women's basketball league.
Yeah.
Does that sound right, or is it okay?
Yeah.
That sounded good.
Yeah, it's not bad. I got a little accent going.
They have like a sub name?
I know like the name means like something like freedom.
I like it. Freedom. I like it. Patriots. We'll ride with that. Like, we'll ride with
that. Their mascot's like an arrow. I don't know. Like it's like a circle with an arrow in it. Wow. I don't know if that's like an actual mascot. Like that's a team symbol, but.
Okay. Okay.
So another spin zone. Gonna go from the USA to Greece. So I took a little bit today during my lunch break to look up Greece customs going into this. So we got. So the first day of the month is like huge there. It's like a tradition holiday. It's called another one called Evil Eye. I have no clue what that's about. Spitting, I heard it's like good luck. It's spitting, like that's that's right. Interesting. Name giving, I feel like if you just walk the streets of Greece and you're like, oh, that guy looks like, I don't know, Jerry Seinfeld, just start calling him Jerry. Maybe they're praised or something. Is that how it goes?
I wonder where the line is on that. Like when you're talking shit or like giving him a nickname.
It's like, oh, this guy's cool.
Yeah, you know?
Saints Day celebration that kind of explains its own. This is the number one, I thought, plate smashing. So that has to be just like out of like a like holiday tradition.
Oh, buddy, not the good China.
they smash plates.
Like if Rob Gronkowski shows up in Greece, like he's like he's probably gonna drunk spike
every plate
around.
Have you seen
my Big
Fat Wedding or anything?
Not a long time. Not a long time.
Maybe like 04.
Wait, why'd you just reference that if you don't know even know if they smash plates?
I don't know. I feel like in Wedding Crashers they go to a Greek wedding and they smash plates.
Is it like Mazel Tov, or is it not?
No,
I think that's like stomping a glass.
Yeah, you stomp a glass.
Okay, I'm off there. I'm off.
Yeah. It's like a wedding, Jewish wedding.
So do you know your setup in Greece? Like, do you know what you got in terms of like apartment scene? Like,
yeah,
is there going to be a beach there?
Yeah, so I'm a 3-minute walk from the beach. I share an apartment with the two other Americans. We share a car.
Oh, nice.
Fully furnished, my own room.
Is it teammates?
Yeah.
And team pays?
Mm-hmm.
What city do you got? Any of the big names?
Athens.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful, I think.
Yes.
Exactly.
Could you, like, in contract negotiations, like, was there anything wild you, like, requested? Like, I know Manny Ramirez, when he signed with, like, Japan or wherever he played, he said he gets free sushi for life wherever he goes in Japan. And, like, they agreed to it.
Yeah, they were like, yeah, please sign.
Yeah, no, I did nothing like that. I probably should have.
Good, like, you didn't even try.
No.
If I get into contract negotiations ever, won't. I'm just going for some ridiculous.
What would you want? Do you have a special caveat you would have asked for?
I don't know.
Great.
No, like new shoes.
Ask for metal knees in case.
New shoes every
comes.
Week, probably.
New shoes.
There it is. Monthly, there it is.
At least.
What's the go-to basketball sneaker you got?
I don't know. It's hard because we get sponsored for school, so we're all Adidas. So I can't wear anything else.
I mean, I like Adidas, but that's just.
And Dames are fine. I mean, they're comfortable.
I think you should get like a designated hoop where you can just like solely just dunk on to get your game up.
I know.
Just slam it.
Pumps.
So you can't. That's the elephant in the room. You can't dunk, right?
Well, I mean, if the rim is a little lower.
Okay.
I can dunk on a 10-foot with the volleyball. But I haven't got to basketball yet.
Just say yes.
That works.
There's nothing better. I could watch than you dunking on your brother Karin. That would be an all-timer.
We can go after the Irish.
Oh, okay. We'll get the hoop in the back. We'll put it on the wall there. So we came up with a couple, because you don't have a nickname, correct?
I do not. No.
So we came up with a couple nicknames, and I want to get your letter grade, you know, like A through F or whatever. So I'll spin five away. So from Matt here, Anton, the Irish pub bartender's sister.
Damn.
It's a good one.
I mean, that's kind of good. That's pretty bad, though. I can't be Karin's little sister. I gotta make my own name for myself. Yeah. He's my brother.
Professional Greek basketball
player. I'm not his sister.
I'm gonna call Karin a professional Greek women's basketball player's brother.
Spin zone.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of a good card.
Yeah. The next one, pretty generic here, the Greek freak. I
gave you that.
It's already taken.
Yeah, it's already taken.
It's already been done.
There's a good one. Was it Jorgen Ball and Slam Dunka?
Ooh.
That's not bad.
Yeah,
at least
it's
a nice play on words.
Yeah.
Nick Pohl. That's pretty good. From our producer here, Shlomo, Nicole Jorgen Von Strangle. That's a good one.
I've been called that before, honestly.
That's a goodie.
Yeah, I've been called that before.
Wow.
I don't know if they have, clouds. Fairly Odd Parents out in Greece.
Yeah, they probably have no idea.
Here's one that hits home, the Leaning Tower of Quincy.
That one's pretty good.
Scooping rebounds and... Yeah,
City
of Presidents. And then this is just Nicole Michael Jorgensen. So it's like a mix of Michael Jordan. That one was just trying for too hard. Yeah. But my last question here I was going to take was, I mean, I know you're playing in Greece whenever. Do you know when the date's going
to
be?
Yeah, so I'll have to be there by September 15th.
Okay, so it's coming up before you know it. Is your family going to make the trip with you and everything?
Yeah, Karin's actually coming with
me. Oh, that's sweet. Yeah. Nice little vacation for Karin there.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure he'll be
on
the beach.
Yeah, it's so nice of him, huh?
Yeah. He's doing me a favor.
Yeah.
When does the season start officially?
The end of November.
Are you going to have fans in the stands?
I hope so. You guys got to come.
Oh.
Don't tell me what a good time.
I'll be there.
We're pretty booked, like, going
right
to see
after
our
the
guests
game.
Play all over
yeah,
the place.
We've got a bunch of boxers and, like, basketball players.
We've
got some stuff
to
make.
I'm coming.
But my last question I was going to get to. So you're going to go into the Greek League. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, what do you want to accomplish in your career that you haven't yet? Do you want to make that next step into the WNBA?
Absolutely.
What do you want to do then?
I definitely want to make it to the league.
Yep. And, I mean, you played high school, college, getting professionally. Is there something in terms of the game that you want to do, like in terms of being noticed even more you already are, or, you know, getting to a specific number or winning championships? I mean.
Yeah, probably a championship and probably dunk in a game.
I looked it up, and there was a team like Olympianos in that league, and they've won the ship like 5 years
running. Yeah, they went like 20, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
and we're going to probably have to live stream like you kicking their ass and taking them down. So, like, I'm ready for it.
I'll gift the shit.
Somebody's
going to
be throwing them.
Yes,
let's go.
Of course.
So it sounds like your agent, kind of not push you towards Greece, but like wanted, like,
yeah,
said this is your best option. You agree?
Of course, yeah.
Was there a second country, second option? But did you have another?
I could have went to Poland or Turkey.
Oh,
yeah, you won. Greece is the move.
Yeah, I'm on the beach, so I can't get better than that.
I remember watching whenever the Athens Olympics was, the
Elite Olympics.
Place.
Yeah.
I'm sure that nightlife there is pretty fun, too.
Hit the islands, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Of course.
Nicole, you got a question? Yeah.
I feel like we didn't talk enough about the give us some college stories.
Oh.
I could tell from before. Well, we're going to see if you're a ripper after the show at the Irish, but what was college like at Rhode Island?
Like basketball or like life?
Both.
All of the above.
Both. Yeah.
Well, basketball was crazy. We had a lot of drama on that team. We got a new coach, coaching change, whole culture change. That kind of knocked us on our asses because we weren't expecting that. So we went from...
Was the coach like a more hard ass?
Yeah. I mean, we went from partying every night to being pretty much on house arrest. Yeah. She wanted to win, though, so, I mean, it worked for us. Yeah. We got a better record.
Probably worked for you, but too
weird. Kingston, right? Yeah. Kingston
translated to
fun.
Wins,
yeah.
You know?
I assume that, yeah, you probably took the sport more serious.
Did you make the tournament?
Yeah, everyone makes tournament. We lost first round.
Conference tournament.
Oh, right.
I got 37 the last game, though. So.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
You know how they take seniors out? So they took me out. I was so mad.
This is my
joining
game. I won 63.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You spot up for threes at all, or is it all in the paint?
I shot one three in college, and I made it, and I didn't shoot anymore.
I was going to say, you should have shot.
100%.
You should have shot a three.
You just post up?
Let's go.
Yeah, that's all I do.
You should have shot a three one more time.
That's amazing.
If you got that three in at the end of that game, that's 40 points. That's a 40 piece right there.
No, I should have thrown it up.
Oh. So I was talking to Karin, I think, when your season was wrapping up. So it was in Duquesne, right?
Mm-hmm.
We were just in Pittsburgh for the Bruins there. That place gets a little wild. What's that place
it's
we were
a
at?
Wild place. Fuck.
That was degenerate city.
Yeah, it was.
Isn't that like the White Claw slushies you guys were telling us about?
The area was called Crackhead Alley, but
we played in the Penguins, like the arena the Penguins.
Oh yeah,
played,
oh, yeah.
Because
PPG,
yeah. Because the gym wasn't renovated. I had the worst. I had 1 point that game. I had the worst game of my entire life. I don't know what happened, but yeah, that or Richmond. Richmond's really nice.
Really,
Richmond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just got a brand new gym.
Wouldn't have guessed that.
Coach Carter did some good things.
Well, I played at Kentucky, too.
Kentucky?
And Clemson.
Clemson?
I don't know. There's too many. I can't pick.
That's, yeah.
They're all sick.
What was the biggest event, like, in terms of, like, fans being there, like, looking like an ESPN nationally televised or something like that?
Dayton? Definitely, yeah. They sell out every game.
Oh, the Flyers.
Mm-hmm.
They're running guys in the men's league, I know.
Yeah, they're insane.
Oh, yeah. They're in the A-10, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so... You got a lot of competition in there between it. Is it? Trying to think. So Pravi's in it too.
Mm-mm, they're
no,
in
Big East.
Yeah, that's Big East.
Yep.
Do you miss it?
Yeah.
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 Well,
I wish
I
had
a new
year.
Chapter, but yeah, that
yeah,
I assume
like,
moving up from college, like moving up from college.
I mean, in fairness, like you're
different.
Literally not just going to a 9-to-5. You're going to play basketball.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
yeah,
it's
going to
be fun getting paid.
Yeah,
sure,
no,
college.
All my friends transferred too. Like a bunch of them went to California, Florida. New York, like, schools there.
There's new recruiting classes, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They brought in 10 French girls.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be crazy.
Oh, so awesome. Going nuts. I like...
You're saying at URI, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you stayed packed. You stayed strong. That's a lot of respect there.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So how many coaches did you have, throughout your time there?
Two new head coaches and then the assistants that came with them. So probably 5 or 6 from the previous, and then there's 5 now.
Wow, so that's a lot of drama, like you said.
Yeah,
that's nuts.
Dude, we asked best game, but what's highest point? What's most points in a game?
38.
Most rebounds in a game?
I think it was like 26, maybe.
And then assists, you don't give a shit.
Assists, yeah. I like kind of did. It depends. It depended if my shot went in or not. Probably like.
Did blocks ever get up there?
Oh yeah, I had like a 12 blocks one game.
Yeah.
We definitely gotta go watch.
These are Shaq numbers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy.
Next trip to Europe, Steel and Ass take Europe. We're heading to Mykonos and Athens. Hell yeah, we gotta do it.
Okay.
Anton's buying, right?
Yeah. The championship versus the Olympiados. We'll be there. We'll be
perfect.
Olympiacos.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
I bet on.
Last
game of the
good
year.
Good call
Coach
for
Brad. Back now.
I'm going to dress up in my suit and have a word with your agent.
You're my manager.
Yeah. Be like, this guy's coming for you.
He's with me.
Some of those women's like Greek lines, though, are like 37 and a half. For basketball. It's like,
yeah, no, the older.
It's like, how can I not bet this?
Oh, he's talking about gambling lines.
Oh, well, even the oldest woman on my team is 37 years old.
You have a 37-year-old
on your team? Yeah, I'm the youngest, yeah.
So have you interacted with any like teammates that now? No.
Mm-mm, not
so
yet.
It's more of like I'll see you when I get there. Type
exactly.
Of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Nicole, I really want to appreciate you coming on Steel and Naz here.
Thank you.
Best of luck with everything going forward. Jorgensen, great family. Always great family here in Quincy. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. That's all we had.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you being our second female guest. I think it should have been the first.
Wow.
She's one of the best guests we've had, I'd say. So
she should
have been the first female guest over a sports broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
Some shade being thrown. Some shade being thrown.
Somebody didn't get
called.
Thank you, Nicole.
Of course, thank you.
Thank you very much.
We had a great interview there with Nicole Jorgensen. I mean, we were just talking about it after the interview. Probably the best female basketball player ever come out of Quincy.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable stuff.
Easily.
These Shaquille O'Neal numbers. I mean, you name the top big man in the NBA. Incredible.
I actually, like, 1,000 rebounds in high school is like there, it's not done in the state of Massachusetts.
No, not.
There's no way.
And during the interview, she was just like, "Yeah, I got the points in the next game after I got rebounds."
Yeah,
I'm like, "How does usually you score a lot more points than that?" And it's not saying that she wasn't a scorer. I think she was just completely both. Yeah,
unbelievable.
Yeah,
boys are more like they just like they can't, like, you know what I mean. That doesn't happen. Like, you get the ball, you score. Points is like easier to apply.
There's how many like, they're up 40 points. She was definitely padding stats, missing layups just because she's taller than everybody. Fucking,
yeah, I was gonna say, you can talk about her height all you want, but I mean, it takes takes a lot of grind.
She did it at URI.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
a fucking Greece now.
Change.
She's fucking
change.
A beast.
Yeah, it translated. So obviously,
Exactly. Yeah. So during the sponsor minute tonight, we will want to shout out upcoming Steel and Naz kind of promo. We got a golf pool happening for the PGA Championship, first major of the year. Hopefully it happens. I'm thinking it's going to happen between August 6th and 9th. We're thinking $20 enter. You get a golfer picked out of a hat. DM us on our Steel and Naz beat at Steel and Naz, or email us at steelandnaz@gmail.com. Winner takes home some serious cash. Anton, do you got anything, any words about this?
Yeah, so how it's going to kind of run is, you know, I don't know what runs in a golf tournament. I think right now it's what's the tournament on right now? I should know this.
The Travelers.
The Travelers. There's what, 70 golfers?
Yeah.
So you get 70 entrants. It's $20 a pop. That's $1,400. We are going to take 10% off for the Steel and Naz to help us just fund the podcast. Obviously, it, you know, costs puts a lot
winner
of work
gets
into
the
this.
Rest.
Yeah, we'll get
winner,
some.
Winner gets the less. I always, you know what I always like to do? I say the loser gets $100. I always like to give, you know, if you're that bad, or you just
you,
shit
you've
golfer.
Been there before.
Yeah,
like if you're down the bottom, something
at the bottom.
So we'll have, like, our official rules or whatever, but, you know, we'll get right into it. Speaking of cash, I'm going to hand it off to my man Mike Steele here. What's your big salute of the night?
Steele salute. We're going with Matty, Anton, Forbes. Fucking beast. Fucking beast. While you guys were slaving away on Monday at your job, this guy made your annual fucking salary on a daily fantasy of NASCAR. Won 60 grand on Talladega. 60K.
Got the 1 through 6. You want to tell us a little bit more on your victory here?
Alright, I'll run through it quick.
Let's go!
I'll run through it real quick.
Not tonight! Not tonight!
Well, first off, I will say, like, I know nothing about NASCAR. Like, I started getting...
That's the best part. That's the best.
I got into NASCAR, what, fucking 4 weeks ago? We tried to stream on Jam. It's just something to get. I needed something. I'm sorry, I just needed something.
I think for your first NASCAR race, you... And bet like 8 drivers at a pretty decent amount of chunk of change. I was like, you know anything about these guys?
$600.
Like, no.
But
I was like, wow.
For that whole race though, I put in probably 7 or 8 lineups. You know how I might do lineup, but out of the 8 lineups, 7 of them had Chase Elliott. Chase Elliott wrecks like fucking 3/4 of the way through. I had 1 lineup left that had a shot.
I mean, fuck NASCAR, but what was your like emotions when you were like, wow, I just won this shit?
Well, so let me just like so.
I would have been fucking up.
I had zero. I was at zero. I was not even in the placing with 11 laps left. No, with up until 11 laps left, and then all of a sudden Kevin Harvick, I think it was, fucking went off the rails, and they do the caution and shit. NASCAR sucks, by the way.
Oh,
like
what?
I love it. I love it. How could you not hate it now, brother?
Not
hate
it.
The entire thing that you watched.
I watched the entire.
That's you're fucking absurd. That is absolutely.
But he went off the road and it caused all this ruckus. And I noticed, like, because you have to like go in pits and that's how you change places and whatever, like, because gas and it was bump and run. That's what Talladega is. Like,
yeah,
so
if I watched the whole thing, I better have won 60 fucking thousand.
And I noticed I had first, second, and third, and then I had a guy in 13th and 15th, and then the announcers were like, yeah, the guys I had in like 13th, it was like Eric Jones and Amarola. And
well, what
like,
happens
they
then,
like,
Drew?
They still have gas. Like,
but
they
five guys just
than
kick
everybody.
Rocks and crash, and then that's how you win?
That's what happened. Yeah. Like, literally, they still have gas to make a run at the end, and everybody's going to run out of gas before this fucking race ends. And right at the fucking finish line, somebody must have fucking ran out of gas.
The old train that could.
And I was, like, just memorizing my car numbers that I had left, and it was slow motion, I swear to God. Just wreck. And all of a sudden, it was just calling out my numbers passing away. And I literally texted Mike. I was like, I think I just won big. And Mike can vouch for me.
15 minutes before that, he said, I fucking hate NASCAR.
I can vouch for Mike. Mike can vouch for me. Like, I've texted him probably 55 times. Yeah, I think I just won big, and I end up with $20.
So he's like, I did seem confident this time.
This is the greatest.
The text said, I think I just won 100K. And he's like, no, I'm serious. I think I won. And he was like, I'm going to have a heart attack.
And
Jimmy was sitting there like, oh, God.
Somebody had the exact same lineup as me, and that's why I only won 60, so fuck that, dude.
A big backup bone ahead of the week this week was going to be Sean O'Callaghan. He tried calling me, think I didn't know, like, what was going on. I know I've confirmed from, like, at least five other people that he called right away after you tweeted that out. So he's just trying to break your news when you're already breaking it.
Wow.
So that's a big F you there, Sean. I love Sean.
I think we have to have Sean on the show to discuss that. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, he was calling people left and right, being like, did you see Maddie's hit? Stuff like that.
I was like, sick, dude.
Did
I'm
he
in
call
group
the
chat with him.
No.
Yeah. Couldn't call the
he didn't
globe.
Go that far.
He's like, you don't think the podcast crew knew?
Yeah.
Couldn't tell
yeah.
freaking Casey Smith?
Yeah.
Probably told all his
I mean, a big question today, too, Magic Mike brought up in our group chat, is what the $60,000 question is. What are you going to do with it all?
Mm-hmm. Well, bad things.
It's going to be bad things before anything good.
A couple of cash is going to be towards
the
Irish pub.
I've done good things. I've paid off debts, some bookies.
Back to neutral, baby.
Yeah, I am officially back to neutral. Getting those shirts out. I might put in an order of those. I've given my family some money. Just kind of, you know, I'm trying to be smart with it. I'm trying to not just get hammered and like end up at a strip club. And just it's gone.
Thank God it's quarantine.
I don't want to get hammered and just be like, here, like yeah. just start giving it all away. So I'm trying to actually be smart with it, but I want to be generous with it. I mean,
greatest gambling feat I've ever seen.
People it also is. Realize like they say it's how lucky it was, and it was luck. Yeah. But I wake up thinking daily fantasy. I go to bed thinking daily fantasy. I do daily fantasy day in and day out.
It's daily. It's another day. The next day is another day.
If you look at the Steel and Naz blog website, I apologize, steelandnaz.com.
Yeah.
Anton started that blog. His first articles are DFS, Daily Fantasy Sports. So.
And now you should probably fucking read it, huh?
Yeah, I literally texted him. I was like, I'm going to go read your blogs.
Just another 24 for Anton.
Yeah.
I mean, where I've come from those blogs to where I am now. I only started doing serious daily fantasy in November. So
there, it could be you guys.
Big things coming. Big things.
I just think the funniest thing is, like, you're begging the baseball – football bat. I mean,
yeah, it was NASCAR.
And it was and right behind it would have been like esports. You know what I mean? Like
Counter Strike.
Like
yeah.
you weren't gonna win that in football.
He's
gonna
won,
win that
he's
in
won money on
esports.
Yeah, I've won at least $1,000 in Counter Strike.
Yeah, but not that.
Times.
I mean, 60K is a whole different.
Yeah,
animal.
No, I said yeah. I just said to Mike earlier on the way here. I was in a Premier League match. I had $1,000. I was winning the money. A penalty kick in the like 85th minute fucking lost me it. I didn't even give a fuck because I just won $60,000.
So
if you won 60K on esports, if you won 60K on Counter Strike, I would personally pay to build your statue outside of the Irish pub.
Well, the Counter Strike, I mean, the highest prize I've seen is 15K.
That, so. All right, so 50, yeah, that, yeah, fine.
So, listeners, you got to hear Anton. He's throwing down on July 4th. I was down the Cape. I can already feel it.
Yes.
That's on paper.
I got to put words in his mouth. Well,
you know what? Yeah. Fuck it. Yeah.
And we're in there.
Yeah, there we go.
For all the Steel and Nazers.
Magic, what would you do with the 60K?
I was just going to ask the boy. Yeah, I was going to. What would I do? It was an easy. I think I even told. I'd have a Winnebago, 100%, and I'd be in it. And I'd be doing this mobily and filming.
a $60,000.
Yeah, I don't know if it would be $60,000.
Should we just Winnebago?
Maybe we buy a Winnebago for the crew.
Should we buy a Winnebago right now on podcast?
You go on your phone,
it.
Buy it.
Don't do it right now.
I'm just saying, I'm willing.
That seems like a drunken purchase. Something you said you didn't want to do.
I'm fine.
Can't wait to wake up tomorrow with a Winnebago for the team.
It's gotta stay in your driveway.
We gotta give it a nice.
That's
name.
What I'd buy, and I'd probably buy a nicer jet ski than the one I got that I'll talk about in a minute. But what would you guys buy? I'm interested to know what you'd do with it.
I mean, I'd be pretty boring with it. I'd probably buy like pay off my student loans, and then I'd probably buy like a sick car, or maybe throw down. Yeah, I mean, I'm not thinking too creative here. I'm just thinking what I would do for me because I'm a selfish bastard. Well, this guy's already talking about parties, July 4th, and this guy's talking about a Winnebago for the whole team. I'm just being a complete fuck. How about you, Steele?
Oh, I would set Europe on fire. I'd map out the biggest track, and I'd be going through it like crazy.
How about Cleveland?
Absolute travel. Travel.
Wait. Actually, let's
I like that.
Can we take this back real quick? Can we take this back real quick? Steele and Naz, excursion. We got what? We got Frank the Tank. We got Greece. And we got
Mark
DeLuca.
Wherever Rough and Rowdy is.
Do we do it? Do we do no, I'm done with Rough and Rowdy. Speak
for yourself. We got the champ here. We got the champ here.
Then he's going to pay for himself.
All right, he's out of here. Rowdy's canceled.
I'm saying, do we do a Steele and Naz? Do we win a bago to a Frank the Tank fight?
I mean, if we want to win a bago to probably like Everett, like yeah, most likely. It's probably his next fight. Yeah,
Him
and Mark DeLuca. I don't know if you heard our last couple
still
podcasts.
Still kind of out.
The Spotify's been great.
So speaking of purchases, Magic Mike, we're gonna get a little Magic Mike minute here. So you and your brother purchased a jet ski. You letting the rip.
We did. It seemed a lot cooler before Anton won $60,000. last week my jet ski.
Big league.
My jet ski felt like I won $60,000 because like I fucking love jet skis, and we found one for $650. What a steal!
Rode on a Mike Steele here. Have you rode on a pond yet or like body of water?
Yeah, like
got it out there.
We got it out there this last weekend. You know, it didn't go great. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and say the jet ski didn't have some problems. Let's just say the operator got stuck mid-lake and had to get towed in.
Good thing it's not mid-ocean.
We got a couple rips in.
Yeah.
We did get a couple rips.
My cousins have like jet skis down in the Cape.
Oh, I see them.
And we go in like Chatham and like the Monomoy, like where the sharks are. And if your jet ski freezes up there, I think you're some shark bait. Ooh, ha-ha. Yeah.
No, we might have to go out with your. Your cousin definitely is. He's into like the crazy activities.
Oh yeah, I'm topping out at 40 miles an hour out there. We get a little crazy.
Oh, we'll get you on the new jet ski.
Yeah, he says I'm a puss, so he likes going 60. I'm like, yeah, at least if you fall out, you're just dead.
I think that's 60s might be as fast as this new one as the one we bought goes. It's a 94. It's old. It's got the retro colors.
You have a 94 jet ski.
I got a 94.
How dare you?
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
It looks like it.
Wait till you see it, folks.
25-year-old jet ski.
I haven't put it anywhere in social media yet, just because I want to make sure it runs. And it failed the test this weekend. I got a 5-minute run in. It felt great. The smile on my face. I wish it was on recording. I was hammered. I was coming home from Montana's the night before, drinking a couple nooners. Shout out Prez. And hammered. I was absolutely hammered and just taking off. My hair was blown all over the place.
So
loving
Magic,
it.
All this outdoor talk with the fishing and jet skis. I think this is just going to lead to like a very cheap but big boat. I think that's like where it ends.
We're heading there. We're searching for deals.
Yeah.
We're searching for
like,
deals.
Like maybe a Winnebago style boat.
Yeah, like a 1980s party boat.
I'm getting one with Nature Boys. I want you guys. You guys are more than obviously everyone here is invited. We're getting the boats ready. We're just making sure everything's good to
all roll. Those viewers get that ass ready.
And yes, I'm standing by it. Once we have properly, you know, equipment that's going to run properly, we are going to raffle off a day out with the boys
fucking
on the lake.
94 jet ski. That's
beers.
Incredible.
I can't wait to see you ride it.
Man.
You're in.
So we've gotten our DFS NASCAR talk and our jet skiing and Yeah, let's spin it back to sports. So we got the MLB. So baseball, guys, is back.
Baseball's back.
We got a 60-game season. Players are supposed to report to camp on July 1st. I mean, who knows with the coronavirus. Games start to take off July 21st weekend. So it breaks it down to each team plays the same divisional opponent 10 times each. And then they play the, like, if you're in the AL East, you play the NL East 5 times each. So, Anton, I'm going to spin it to you here because you're, I mean, we're all a bunch of baseball guys. Even Magic here, former high school fucking athlete here. Who do you like this year and who do you don't?
Well, all right. I mean, with the new rules, it's universal DH. Who does that promote most? Fucking the Dodgers. Obviously. Gives them another bat in their already fucking stacked lineup. Braves. Yeah.
Takes away their weakness in theory.
So the NL gets stronger, I guess, but some teams aren't aligned for it. So like the Pirates, you know, they're cheap as shit anyways. They're gonna go to the bottom of their barrel.
I get my bet to win 5 G's, man. Five out of 4 Mookie Betts got traded.
So, but all right, I don't know. Are these bets like I have like Cy Young rookie?
It's all in play. It's all in play.
Oh.
Really?
It's all in play.
You said, Maddie, in one of the blogs, I think, Cy Young pick, Luis Castillo on the Reds. I love that pick. Love it.
You're a big Reds guy.
That guy's like, a beast.
Big Reds. You're all in. They got Moustakas. They've gotten some big additions.
I know he's off and on, but they got Yasiel Puig.
He's gone. But they got Eugenio Suarez. He's a sneaky 35 on my fantasy team. I mean... is the ball back? Is the ball juiced? Is it not? I don't know.
Who cares? It's just a 60-game season. Juice the fucking thing. Right. Go nuts. Yeah. 60, let him take steroids
I wanna
for
know,
game
like,
season,
who,
dude.
Like, the
go
high,
nuts.
The, whoever wins the home run crown, like how many home runs is it going to be? If it's 30, that's fucking insane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, like, if someone hits, if someone hits like 20, 25.
No, it will be.
No, it will be. But like
somebody
that,
will get that.
You think about that's one
like,
every
remember,
two games.
Like Chris
that's
Shelton with the Tigers in like the first month of the season in April, like 2012.
It's going to be interesting.
He's like 17.
And goddamn Chris Sale, if he was actually half healthy, like 15 starts in a season, like that's exactly what we need from him.
I mean,
DJ LeMahieu hits 400. Heard it here first.
No, actually, that's a good point, too. People can hit high averages.
The thing is, though, is Sale, and this hurts the Red Sox.
I think it helps it. I doubt the opposite. This is, I'm going to get into a harsh battle with you right now.
You can throw a 4-man rotation right now.
And I think that's even better for the Red Sox. They get to throw less people. You're playing the Blue Jays, the Orioles.
The Blue Jays are going to be very,
at least
very
10
good
times
this year.
They think it'll be okay. They don't have any pitching.
They did improve their pitching.
Well, they might. Stroman, right?
Get ready.
The Mets, okay. I need to get into the program. Fuck.
But, they have Bichette, Vlad Guerrero,
Are those guys winners,
Junior.
Though? Those guys will
they're,
help.
They're second years.
The Red Sox lineup is probably one of the best in baseball, but the pitching's going to hold back. Man, this is a full 25.
I guarantee you in 2 years that the Blue
guys,
Jays
guys,
lineup is better
can
than
I,
the
can
Red
I break
Sox.
This up?
Yeah.
I don't think this season's actually going to happen.
Ooh.
Wait, it's already fucking agreed to.
Yeah. Hot take.
Hot take. There's a thing called coronavirus out there. I don't think anything's coming back.
Hey, hot take, Mike. If they don't hit 50 games this season, the owners have the right to rip up the CBA. That means baseball could never come back. You think the players are going to let it happen?
That's a
fucking... Think coronavirus is going to happen? No.
Magic loves chaos.
I do.
I love
Yankees
chaos.
Yankees in 4.
I love chaos.
My bone to pick with Anton
baseball
was...
Baseball sucks. You guys... Baseball's the worst sport.
But with 60 games,
I'll
making
miss
that
Fenway,
much cooler.
But I will not miss fucking baseball.
Making
softball
the playoffs?
Is better.
Oh, absolutely.
We'll start a softball league way better than the MLB is.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
That's a hot take.
But it's either going to be the Red Sox or Rays to make the playoffs. You're going to go up against whoever wins the season series with the Red Sox and Rays, I think is going to take over. I know that Tampa's got better pitching, but, I mean, we just took your GM, like, baseball operations there.
You did, like, kind
of. That guy's name's Chaim. Don't believe in him. Don't believe in him at all.
No. Chaim Bloom. It's like you guys are fucking what's his just fucking stupid-ass Charrington. Worst
he won us. He won us a World Series. What the hell are you talking about?
Theo won that.
In 2013.
I will die on this fucking hill.
Oh, he won the one in 2018.
Charrington is the worst MLB GM of all time. I will die on this fucking hill. He traded for Stephen Drew because Red Sox fans were. He failed to pressure. And you know how good Stephen Drew was?
He sucked.
He hit a big.
He fucking sucked.
He hit a big homer in the World Series.
Oh, that's really? All meant for something.
When Steven Drew hit that home run as the Yankees fan, that's when I conceded.
No,
I was like,
no,
Charrington, I was like, Steven Charrington, fucking Drew.
Theo like, built that team. If you look at his trades, I can bring them up. Did I write a blog about this? I didn't. Maybe it wasn't on Stealing Ass, but I wrote something about this at one point.
Are you cheating on us?
Yeah. Wait, it's just other fucking
blogs. You traded
blogs for other companies?
All right, so what I wanted to get out of this was, who's your World Series pick? I got my not mine, but I guess I'm betting on them. So I got Dodgers in five over the New York fucking whack-ass Yankees.
Yankees in four. Four.
Against anyone or just?
Yeah, just to line them up.
Yeah. DJ LeMay.
I'll go Rays because I think it's odd times of year. Fuck it. I don't know. There's not going to be a season.
If the Yankees play the Rays the year Anton's having so far, I will be horrified of that series.
So the way I
who is it going to be, the Reds versus the Rays?
I am addicted to value, Adam.
Those shirts are coming soon.
That's why I was in my article. If I were to pick right now, gun to head. I'd say Twins versus.
What a fucking
Twins
phony.
Dodgers, honestly.
All right, yeah, Dodgers, but the Twins, dude, they.
Best line is
that's
baseball.
A first round exit.
Best line in baseball. And
yeah, first round
and
exit every time. They'll win the division. That team stinks.
I remember people telling me the Twins were going to beat the Yankees with that Uber driver pitcher, and they got him out in like two and a third
inning.
Yeah,
they don't have the Uber driver pitcher, though.
And then they brought in Tyler Duffy, who is one of the great suckbags of our time. That guy's
and they've
awful.
Improved their pitching vastly.
Big Jose Berrios guy, though, in regards to the
team. My AL Cy Young with Castillo on the other side.
I like that.
Actually, my favorite for if you're betting out there, the Darvish odds have been shot. He was up at 3,300. He's down at like 1,200.
I would not put a penny on you, Darvish.
I want to put this bet on the table. It might get rejected. If the Twins make it to the World Series, you get to punch me in the face, like no repercussions.
I like that.
But if they
that's
don't,
good.
But if they don't,
Mark
I get the 60 grand.
This is on Spotify. I need you all. Well,
you gotta make it more realistic. I'm putting 60 grand on the Twins.
I will cut my pinky off.
How about 1 grand? How about 1 grand?
Yeah, I won't do money, but I will cut my pinky off if the Twins win, make it to the World Series.
Take the bet, Anton.
At least go Vrabel.
You had my curiosity.
Off.
Now you have my attention.
Oh, shit. Okay, so now we're going to get to my section of the show. We got the bonehead of the week. I looked it up, so it's kind of refraining, like regressing a little bit, but it's still fair play. This Philadelphia Eagles tight end, Dallas Goedert. He got knocked out at a bar in South Dakota this past weekend. And, like, why? Like, how hasn't this happened in Philly? You got to see the video. He just gets clean knocked out.
He's an NFL tight end, though. He's six fucking...
Yeah. He's talking to a guy, and, a situation is, like, escalating. And this guy comes out of nowhere. And with, like, the clear intention of sucker punching Dallas Goedert. And, like, right when he gets to his face, Goedert turns around. So, like, instead of sucker punching the side of his head, like, the dude hits him right in the beak, and he just crumbles. Like, he's out. He's slept.
That's great for my Zach Ertz stock, because I've already drafted him in a few lineups. So.
You do not have a backup team. Backup
my,
is dead.
My biggest beef with the whole thing is the reason why he won it. Like, I mean, Sean O'Callaghan was the backup. I had plenty more. You know, I'm not going to name those names, because they might be released in a couple weeks.
We actually need an emergency pause.
Okay, one second.
No. Do you know who the starting tight end for the Dallas fucking Cowboys is right now?
No, not that.
Blake Jarwin, let's go.
He's getting drafted in fantasy leagues, 12-team league.
That's disgusting. That's awful.
Excuse that asinine.
I can't take that plus 4,000 bet
what a
for
a piece of shit.
My bottom line with Dallas here is he's from North Dakota, where like the greatest like.
Dynasty.
He won, like, ever to assemble North Dakota State, and he was like, fuck it, I'm going to go over to South Dakota State. I just think that's crazy. That's like going over from, like, the Boston Red Sox to go play for the Yankees. Just, like, no questions asked. Like,
See, that's equal level. That's like, no, that doesn't even work. It's like going from like Florida State to like, well, the U to like South Florida, dude. Like, just grow up. Get
I just think it's the rivalry. I bet that's such like a, I bet they fight every time they see each other. It's one of those things.
And that's probably like the last like 20 years. It's probably like North Dakota State, like 21-0, like straight up.
Yeah, I'd pay to see that game in the stands.
Yeah.
Any more touch on that? No. We got our UFC Fight Night picks. It's coming up between Poirier and Hooker this weekend. I did my research on this. There's two big dogs on the card, and I love both of them. So the first one we're going to spin here, Brendan Allen, 14-3, minus 300. He's a big favorite against Kyle Daukaus, who's making his UFC debut, 9-0, plus 240. I think it's some valuable money here. I know Anton's going to agree with me. This guy's 9-0, but 8 of his wins are due to the submission. I mean, we all know what happened to Ben Askren and his forehead of how the style of fighter he is, but I like Daukaus in this one, man. I think it's all him. Plus 240. You got to take that money.
I understand the value, but Brendan Allen, 8 of his last 12 victories have also been by submission, so, like, he's a grappler as well.
Oh, it's going to be a battle?
And, like, in that case, like, if he was a punch and, like, a striker, I'd see the submission guy.
So this is just
going to
be a makeout contest.
Basically, yeah. So, like, and, like, I take the guy who's been there before. That's what I'm thinking. But I see the value.
I like the new young gun. I think
Allen's going to win. I do think Allen's going to win that fight.
I'm addicted to value. What can I say, my man? That fucking undefeated submission artist going against a grappler? It's a no-brainer to me. I was in my golf game today. I've been researching golf. I got League of Legends tomorrow. It's a day fucking.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, take it easy, Dave.
I got EPL.
Where is your mind right now, brother?
My research only goes day by day. I can't be getting too far ahead.
That's okay.
I'm not gonna lie to the audience here, but that value. When I first looked at the line, looked at a few of my.
Oh no, blind my like future, value
few,
pick. It's
few
obviously
the people
talking.
I tail. I'm taking that value.
All right.
And then the next one here, I like Mickey Gall again, but. Plus 255 versus Mike Perry. Mike Perry has lost 5 of the last 6 fights.
Bomb.
He's in the downside of his career. He's a minus 315, which is absurd. Absolutely absurd. I think Mike Perry's going to get his ass kicked. Mickey Gall's going to come out of there like a goddamn champion. I'm telling you, these last two fights, you might as well parlay them. Win something out of it. Shit, put 30 G's on it.
Mike Perry,
come out on top.
Mike Perry is literally not going to have a coach in his corner. It's literally just his girlfriend. Like that is the only like he came on like Ariel Helwani's show and like that's it.
Yeah,
why is he doing that?
No coach.
That.
I forget the reasoning,
is it just
but like what? Yeah,
or?
Just no, dude. That guy, he talks so much shit and then just like gets his ass kicked. Like Naz said, he's like lost 5 of his last 6, but like
yeah, the guy's a fucking.
He
phony.
Said something
he's
about
done.
Like drop kicking
like
Darren Till's mom or something.
Maybe he's like one of those guys who enjoys getting beat.
Yeah, like, no, I think Gall's gonna kick the shit
he's
out
like
of him.
One of those masochists or whatever the fuck they're
he's
called.
He's like he's like the Mike Live.
Masochist.
He's the Mike Live
of the
UFC.
Mike Live. He talks a lot of shit. He shows up in his velvet suit and then Bobby Light's old Lang just.
Yeah. But Mike Live probably won like a couple street fights and then he fought the Lights Out Lang, got knocked out, and then probably fought in like 5, like I'm just predicting this. Who knows if it happened?
Yeah,
but like 5 underground fights where he just probably got his ass kicked.
I'm prepping for my return to Rough and Rowdy, and Mike Live was my former caller. We're doubling down.
There we
Mike
go.
Live,
we give you a platform tonight.
Mike Live and I Eat Ass. I'm coming for you.
Oh, I Eat Ass.
I Eat Ass.
Do you eat ass?
I do eat ass, but I bet I eat ass better than I eat ass.
Oh, get him! So
we'll see you in the ring, brother.
Yeah. What a fucking sentence!
That was so gay. That was so gay when he said, "We'll see you in the ring who eats ass better."
So I'll bring it to the main event.
Whoa,
Dustin Poirier.
Sorry,
here,
folks.
Minus 220 versus Dan Hooker, who's an up and coming, plus 190. I mean, he already has close to 30 fights, so I guess it's more of a hanging around type of thing. They needed some two big names for it. You know, Poirier's coming off the last loss to Khabib. I think that was over a year ago now. I think he's going to come out flying. I think this is his fight. You know, if he loses, he could really go down. I think if he wins this, he could really get back to where he wanted to be. Obviously, Khabib's right now one of the GOATs, if not the GOAT. So if he wins this, he's going to get a way better fight. I think this is kind of too easy for a matchup. I think he should have got, like, as a UFC fight night, he should have got, like, a number, whether it was a co-main event or an actual main event. I would like to see him.
These fights have, these main events that Dana White, has got me in, it's just such a fucking pretzel. Like, it's, I got it to
it's
a
been
T.
good fights, though.
Besides Gaethje, in last week, I have just been, he's winning. And this is where I don't, Poirier, there's no reason he should lose. Everything
no
in my head says he doesn't. He's going to lose. I'm calling it now.
So I was 2-1.
Still thought? Oh.
Yeah. I was 2-1 last week. The guy Burgos fucked us in the co-main event. But I think we're going to get back to... I think we're going to get back here. I think we're going to get two underdogs. What's
By
your
the way,
there?
I took Emmett on that.
Poirier, I think he's definitely going to win. Before losing to Khabib, he beat Pettis, Gaethje, Eddie Alvarez, Max Holloway.
Those are four.
And I mean, and then he lost to Khabib, which isn't a fucking, like,
mentally
right, that
no,
doesn't
no,
attack you.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's either a lamb for slaughter, but it's not minus 500 odds like Nunez.
Yeah.
So this
no,
is
yeah.
where I think he lo- I fucking Dana is killing us on these main events.
One
no,
thing,
but
one thing.
He's bringing it back.
Dan Hooker, his last fight, he beat Paul Felder. People that have beaten Paul Felder are 0-4 in their next fight.
Oh, that's a
it's called
for
the
your
Curse
ass.
Of the Irish Dragon.
Oh.
It's out there. It's out there.
I'll say this. I am very anti, like that type of stat. But then you said the Curse of the Irish Dragon.
No, it's there, man.
It's in your head now. It's in your
I
head.
Said I'm pretzeled.
I mean,
I said I'm pretzeled.
Think
on
Poirier was gonna win. Now he's gonna win. So if you're gonna put your underdogs here, you take the two underdogs. You got your plus money. You put it all on the favorite last one. That's what you do. You clean up. That's what we do in these fights. I know Anton made a good point of how, like, a couple of these fight nights have been bogus, but I think they just bring a sport back when there's nothing else going on. I think that's the only thing they can do. Not every big name fighter is going to want to fight. You got to completely understand that. But at the end of the day, there's sports on TV, and it's mainly because of the UFC, mainly because of golf, and for a special case here, NASCAR.
God bless NASCAR.
Honestly, that NASCAR race, too, that was a special night. Talladega. The whole NASCAR community coming around. Bubba Wallace, is that his name?
Yeah.
Bubba Wallace. I keep saying Bubba Watson. That's a golfer.
That's a golfer. You're right there.
It was just a magical
that's
night.
That's fair, though, if you don't watch
he,
it.
Okay. Make, he,
obviously, I don't want to
guess.
He makes
a big-time magic for Matt. Again,
but
Bubba
that all I'm saying is that was just a magical night at Talladega.
No, what NASCAR?
And there was a rainbow at the end.
Doing,
there was rain delays.
Would you like to take any credit for his win?
No, there's no credit.
Fuck.
I wish.
I was trying to get you to say yeah.
So the only credit I can take is just that I told him to push, keep
Let
pushing.
Let it rip. Let
I
it
told
rip.
Him keep pushing.
You didn't.
I can't take any credit. I actually told him to stop betting so many times.
I was quitting that day. I said I was quitting gambling forever. I swear to God, I said it. The thing, you know what that win has done though is like I have no. I don't have that itch to bet regular right now. I don't have it.
It's going
to
come back, though.
It's,
when it comes back, it's
going
to be wreaking on
probably.
Havoc.
Yeah. I'm on stocks, I'm on crypto, and I'm on DFS right now. Not, I don't care about betting.
We'll plug the JAM platform. We'll probably do the fights again. We did the fights last week. Until they take us to court, we're going to probably keep doing them because everyone has fun on them.
I want to see one night all you guys are out at just different places just getting wrecked.
Last week we got pretty. I don't even remember the last stream, but that is what it is. But I want to plug that, and also we'll probably be doing some stock crypto talk.
Yeah, speaking of that, we also want to plug in our Steel and Naz merch.
Yes.
We'd like to hear from you folks on what you guys are looking for. We're thinking tank tops, hats,
more
shirts, hats definitely, bucket hats.
Bucket hats,
limited edition bucket hats. You have to get them.
Koozies.
Koozies free with every purchase. If you make a purchase, you get a koozie.
What are you saying right now?
Zero koozies. We can't just guarantee that with every purchase.
Shlomo's giving me a thumbs up to say that.
I'm just saying we haven't ordered koozies. Let's not guarantee them with every purchase.
Well, you were about to say something right there. It seemed like you wanted to say seven things at once.
No, I just don't want to guarantee a koozie with every purchase when I have to now buy 100 koozies.
We'll wrap on the koozie talk there. Really wanted to give Nicole Jorgensen a big shout out for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's all from Steele and Naz. Take a nice look out there of our PGA Championship pool that we mentioned. Yeah, so get ready for that. That's all from Steele and Naz, Mass Music Radio's Pioneer Podcast. Be safe out there. One love, and go Sox.